I treat winning and losing exactly the same. I don't believe in failure, I believe in results. Set a goal to achieve something that is so big. It excites you and scares you at the same time. You should get the chills when you set a goal. Only then it's worth it. And here's the secret. It's not even about the goal. It's about who you become during the journey. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good whatever, and welcome back to Role Model. You've come to the right place if you want to grow, whether that's mentally, spiritually, financially. You've come to the right place if you are hungry for growth. And today, Bob Proctor is sharing some deep wisdom with us. I'm gonna share 5 brilliant lessons from Bob Proctor. He has been on the podcast multiple times. He sadly passed away this year. He changed the life of so many people, wrote brilliant books that I can highly recommend. He was a best-selling author, speaker, and just a legend that impacted my life. And in today's episode, I want to share a couple of those life-changing ideas that can change the quality of your life, of your thoughts. And I would say, without further ado, let's jump right into the first one, which is one of the biggest lessons that I've ever learned. The quote is the following. I treat winning and losing exactly the same. I see them both as necessary steps to get us where we are going. Big failures, big lessons. Little failures, little lessons. So, not believing in failure, but believing in results. And just because you fail, it doesn't mean that you are a failure. We will all make mistakes, especially if you're innovative, especially if you're taking risks, especially if you're growing. If you don't fail, you usually don't try hard enough. You probably are too comfortable. And really shifting from this conditioning that making mistakes is so bad and needs to be punished to seeing failure as part of the process. You know, we've all been conditioned. Not maybe there's 3 people here who had it differently. But at school, you were literally punished for making mistakes. So no wonder that we try to avoid them at all costs. That we feel bad when we fail at something. It just means we tried and didn't create the result that we wanted. But at least we tried. And if you fail and you reflect on that, you learned something, meaning you made progress. So actually it's a good thing, but it's deep. It's conditioned. It's part of your subconscious mind. So what Bob is talking about is maybe even exchanging that word failure to results. I don't believe in failure. I believe in results. And if you create something and you're not happy with the results, that doesn't mean that you're a failure. It just means you need to change your approach to create different results. Number 2, it's about goal setting. Oh, I love this one. Set a goal to achieve something that is so big, so exhilarating, that it excites you and scares you at the same time. If you know what to do to reach your goal, it is not a big enough goal. If you do not get the chills when you set your goal, you're not setting big enough goals. Wow. I love that he highlights that you that it's maybe even a bad sign if you exactly know all the details. Maybe it's not a big enough goal if you have all the details before. Maybe it's a good sign that you still need to figure it out. The how is not your job. Your job is to focus on the desire. And all the details, you will find them out along the way. But it's really, you know, to set really low goals is really comfortable. It's really easy. I often see that in coaching when I ask people for their vision. You know, I'm asking for an exciting, extraordinary vision. And then people respond with things like, I would like to make more money. My response is usually, really? If they are in front of me, I give them a penny and say, okay, there you go. Goal accomplished, now what? Or I want to lose some weight. All right, go to the toilet. Done. You've lost some weight. Set goals that really freaking excite you, that even might scare you a bit. You should get the chills when you set a goal. Only then it's worth it. And here's the secret. It's not even about the goal. It's about who you become during the journey, which is why it's so important to set stretch goals. Goals that make you grow. Because once you have accomplished the goal, once you've reached the goal, it's not that your life just stops. You set a new goal. So it's not about the goal. It's about the person you become, the skills you develop. I hope you're enjoying this episode so far. If you want to go even deeper, then feel free to join our next retreat in January. It's very soon. The perfect way to start your year. New year, new you, new opportunity to create the life that you want, to create a purposeful life that excites you. That's your freaking birthright. 12 until the 15th of January in Europe, Winter Wonderland Retreat, Czech Republic. I'm hosting it with my wonderful partner, Mariana. It is not just a meditation retreat, a yoga retreat. It is so much more than that. Feel free to read the testimonials. It's for you if you are ready for change. The only thing that you need is that readiness for growth. You only have to be hungry for growth. Then you can come, no matter where you're from, your religion, how old you are. I don't care. As long as you are willing to work on yourself, you will be at the right place. Obviously, incredible food, incredible workshops. As I said, read the testimonials and get your seat now. I see you at the retreat. Money is only valuable as long as it is being used. It is here to be used. Yes, you obviously want to have some security, some savings. But at the end of the day, money is energy. And energy needs to circulate. And the energy, while you spend your money, matters. And that's another area in our lives that has been really, like, the conditioning around the topic of money is so strong in so many of us, including me. I spent the last years working on this, really learning about my money conditioning. Who was my money teacher? Where did I learn how money works? And for most of us, it's a scary place. We don't talk about it. Why? Because for most people, it's a painful experience. Your brain is wired to avoid pain and to seek pleasure. If money, if you connect pain to money, you obviously want to avoid it. So we need to almost reframe that and connect massive pleasure to having money, to attracting money. And that also means whenever you spend money on something that you truly want, feeling good about it. Whether it's paying taxes, whether it's ordering organic food, going to a restaurant. I sometimes catch myself like, oh, having a bit of resistance. And then I'm like, okay, wait a minute. Do I want this? And if the answer is yes, I stand guard at the door of my mind. I'm a gentle observer of my thoughts. And I change my attitude. I say, nice, I'm enjoying the economy. Where this money came from, there is more. Money is just energy. And it's not that there is less money, less and less money. No, the opposite is the case. More and more money is being created. There is more than enough. I don't have to, we don't have to be so scared, so afraid of money. Of course we're not going to attract things we are afraid of. Of course you're not going to accumulate more of it if it's a painful experience for you. So maybe get a pen, get a piece of paper after you listen, after you finished listening to this episode. Ask yourself, like, who was my money teacher? What are common beliefs? What are beliefs that I have about money that are not serving me? And then last but not least, what do I want to believe instead? How do you want to spend your money? How do you want to feel when you spend your money? Last but not least, a mentor is someone who sees more talent and ability within you than you see in yourself and helps bring it out of you. And that's something, I think I talked about it yesterday. My mentor, he's someone who really inspires me, and I always recommend people to work with people who have created the results that you want to create. And he's someone who, he's I think 75, had a wonderful relationship for the last 40 years, is full of life energy, hosts retreats, is just a really nice person. And has this, he combined success with inner peace, and I just, whenever we have a session, he sees something in me that I don't even see yet. And my biggest gift is exactly that. I can do that for other people. I see more in them than they see in themselves. And that's, I think, what a mentor should be focused on. So let me repeat those ideas one more time. I treat winning and losing exactly the same. I don't believe in failure. I believe in results. Set a goal to achieve something that is so big. It excites you and scares you at the same time. Money is valuable as long as it is being used. A mentor is someone who sees more talent and ability within you than you see in yourself and helps it bring it out of you. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, let me know on social media. If you want to create your purpose, if you want to be mentored by me, then feel free to apply. You'll find a link in the description box of this episode. Quick little 10-15 minute call with someone from my team who will just see, hey, what is the vision that you want to create? Can we help? It's for everyone who's ready to invest time, effort, money into their own self-development. Link, as I said, in the description box down below. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to leave a review, share it with a friend. Thank you so much, and until next time.